Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 4th, Independence Day on the West Coast, now July the 5th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I guess that makes it the day after Independence Day, or shall we say Dependence Day. Dependence Day. Think about that for a moment. I've been reading a lot of news, and it's becoming quite clear to me that there are a lot of stories out there about Japan. The recent appearance of a particular journalist who we'll be talking about later on this week when I bring Ken Adachi and Z.S. Livingstone on the show. We're going to be talking about another psyops, another set of alleged journalists that appear out of thin air and have a story intended to counter much of the information we brought out. And they counter it by not mentioning what we've been talking about for the past 2-3 months on this show. So be forewarned that you're going to get another major dose of the truth coming up, and we're going to be revealing who some of these journalists are. Since it's a national holiday, or in parts of the country now, it's still a national holiday, I thought I would pay a special tribute to those serving in the military, and I certainly don't dedicate this song to those in the Black Ops division of the military. You'll recognize the music. Thank you. course, for those of you a little bit title deficient in your musical vocabulary, that is our nation's Star-Spangled Banner, my own version of it. Of course, it's missing the vocals. I think the music says a lot on its own, and we don't really need to hear the words because it honors war. It honors war, and by so doing, we honor the illegal wars that are being conducted around the planet for the purpose of taking over countries, raiding banks, murdering millions of innocent people, and the like. I've said this on many, many other shows. I don't need to bring us down. We should be celebrating what little bit of freedom that we still have left. But don't kid yourselves, folks. This country has been infiltrated many, many years ago, and we've been exposing that on this show and on other shows. And the powers that be, the ones that pull the puppet strings behind the scenes, don't like it. So they label some of us Satanists, and they actually attribute our work to their own very satanic agencies, such as the NSA and FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. Don't flatter yourselves, because your people don't know how to spell. You don't have grammar. And you actually make contradictions in your own work, your propaganda pieces, your hit pieces. So this message is for those in the black ops and your international cohorts of a certain ethnic background. We'll put it that way, okay? Anyone who knows me knows I don't have a cell in my body that's prejudiced. But if I do have a prejudice, it's against evil. If I'm biased, it's against Satan himself and those that promote him, those that sacrifice children and take advantage of children through their pedophile acts. And many in the government play a role in that. The government is supposed to be the servant of the people, not the rulers, the dictators, the autocrats of those people of this country. And that should be the way it is around the planet. There's nothing wrong with one world when it's at peace, but not oppression and slavery and murder and, as I already said, pedophilia, ritual sacrifice, and all of that. That's what's going on. And it's time people start waking up to the fact that we're not bringing this forward, risking our very lives to share those messages with you because we have nothing better to do with our own lives. Someone has to lead. Someone has to bring the truth to the people. And we come under attack, journalists and talk show hosts alike, because we speak the truth. And they know it. And they actually use their very own agents who are, you can spot them a mile away. You can smell them 100 miles away or 1,000 miles away. And they all use the same methods, the same MOs. I've spent the whole weekend doing research, defending my friends, and it points to the same people every single time. The dots connect. So we're going to pour it on heavy, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about tonight, but I'll bet you any money that it's going to connect some more dots as to the insanity going on in the world and how you're being lied to and manipulated and brainwashed and propagandized, and your children and your grandchildren. Of course, you're busy watching sporting events and fireworks and having picnics and parties, eating hot dogs and hamburgers, potato chips, drinking beer. That's the American way. And pretty soon you're not even going to have those things. What are you going to do for entertainment when that happens? That's my little rant tonight. I'm going to go ahead and bring back tonight's guest. He hosts his own show on the Micro Effect Network, The Story Behind the Story. He has his own website where he publishes his research papers and his investigative papers. He's an author. He's a PhD and a naturopathic specialist as well, and his name is Dr. A. Chu Ott. Dr. Ott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Don. And yes, by golly, it's it's really an amazing world we live in today, where you really have to understand that what appears to be correct at the surface is absolutely as far removed from what's actually happening as you could ever imagine. And I knew that before, but now it just hits home. You know, here our friend Ken Adachi jumps in immediately, starts to write articles about this insane attack against me with a restraining order. Again, keep in mind, folks, that permanent restraining orders, the whole concept of restraining orders is to protect a spouse or children of a husband that's mentally deranged, basically. That's the whole initial precept of a restraining order. How can you, even the courts, even just to put a restraining order on somebody, it's just like, golly, you know, you need to have somebody that's really stalking an individual, be it a spouse or otherwise. But then the police are just, you know, do they really have power to protect anybody? So this whole attack is ostensibly just something more to get me down into that hotbed of Mossad activity down there in Los Angeles. There's no doubt about it. We've tracked the people involved with this attack, Don, to one of the biggest mob attorneys in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, California. This is serious as it gets, I'm telling you. And now, tracking these series of emails that they're trying to pin on me as being anti-Semitic, we finally have cracked the IP address. This guy thinks he's pretty smart. This guy who goes by John Jingleheimer Schmidt or whatever, you know, it doesn't think that the agencies of the federal government can crack IP. He thinks he's pretty smart. He's pretty shrewd, because normally you can't crack those IP covers that he's put in, but through an FBI software package that a friend of mine has a copy of, we did track the IP address. And lo and behold, the whole thing is paid for by the Anti-Defamation League itself. This group called the Hister, this neo-Nazi terrorist underground organization, it's the Anti-Defamation League.
My intuition was right on target, wasn't it?
I mean, you know, Don, it just blows me away. And here you have Cain and Horowitz, two Jews. I shouldn't even call them. They're not even Jews. They're Edomites. They're Khazars. They are not Hebrew. Here they have them being the lightning rod to go and attack, put out in the attack, and they're, it's the pot calling the stainless steel kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not my intention to give that, you know, airtime and waste airtime on that, because it'll be dealt with in its own particular.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's being dealt with. Believe you me.
But you can connect the causes for this to the amount of truth that a number of us have brought forth. There's no doubt about that. On every single front, you want to talk about the Dome of the Rock incident that occurred on January 28th in Jerusalem. That's part of it. You want to talk about the cause of the alleged nuclear meltdown, which it wasn't a meltdown at all, in Fukushima, in Daiichi at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. It connects to that. You want to talk about DynCorp, And the things that you and I were revealing several years ago together. We were doing a sort of a parallel, in tandem type of investigation on who all these characters were, who were trying to take over American cities through prison systems in the state of Montana, as I recall, Hardin, Montana. The pharmaceutical industry and the bird flu and the swine flu. And it's just one thing after another. We hit the target, and that's why, and we're over the target. That's why we get flack. Now, what gets me is that there are good people in the military that know we're telling the truth. They know we're telling the truth about the space program, the reality of ETs on this planet, the truth about how people are being brainwashed, the propaganda machine, whatever you want to talk about, the oil companies, the religious institutions, who they're supporting, how they've taken God out of the schools, they've taken God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. NBC recently apologized for showing kids singing in a, or saying the national, or the Pledge of Allegiance during during the opening for a soccer competition, international soccer competition. They're showing kids in a school, and they're showing an excerpt of one line, and they leave out the "One Nation Under God, Indivisible." Every time they showed the clip, and they went back and did it twice throughout this piece. And then they have Brian Williams come on and apologize for having edited out a portion of it, but they don't allude to what they edited out, the part about God, you see. These are godless people that we're confronting. This is pure evil that we're confronting. And we've been outspoken about it. You call it what it is. This isn't a popularity contest, you know. We're not cheerleaders here. This is serious business. This is life and death. And you're talking about the life of the nation or the death of the nation. We talk about the infiltrators and who they are, who made the money in the world wars. We talk about all these things. That's the common thread. But the one that really gets them is the fact that there is an off-planet presence here on this planet right now. And they know of it. They know of it. And they're in league with them, you see. The name of their organization uses the word league, even. You know, it's a secret society that presents itself as if it's somebody, some organization protecting people who are being stomped on by society, when in reality it's all a farce. That's my take on it. You know, and I don't mean to go off ranting. I want to underline the points. That's why Ken Adachi is attacked. That's why I'm attacked. Ted Gunderson, what has he revealed for so many years since he's been out of the FBI since 1979? He's been revealing all the pedophilia and the corruption in the CPS, Child Protective Services, across the country. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be attacked. And who do they bring out? They bring out mind-controlled agents. These people, if they have to feed themselves, probably can't even do that. You know, go ahead, True.
No, you're right. And this is, yeah, I have been gone traveling. Of course, the family matters and just got back into the saddle just this afternoon. Later this evening, I just walked in the door of my home to do this. And Don, I'm telling you, the response off of my Wednesday show with Dr. Patricia Jordan is quite off the charts. This rabies recombinant virus that now we've traced this pathogen again back to Fort Detrick and again back to the same, you know, full circle, the Mossad and AIPAC. Jeffrey Taubenberger's team is all just a small part of a much larger picture. Don, there's no doubt in my mind these Satanists want to dispose of 6 billion useless eaters in this planet. They are doing their best to get the perfect weaponized virus, killer virus with 98%+ lethality. And that's what they've done now. Dengue fever, bone break fever as it's called, that's pretty darn lethal. It's 68%-70%. But this latest one, Don, it's my goodness. It's the perfect storm for these people. And they've got it now in their arsenal. The only question is how are they going to deploy it and when? I don't know how else to describe the serious nature of this. We're talking genocide that makes the killing fields of Phnom Penh and the Cambodia story of Pol Pot pale by comparison. This is absolute stunning information. And I take my hat off to Dr. Patricia Jordan. She's a doctor of veterinary medicine, has been tracking this for about a decade now. How they've placed these rabies live baits out in the wilds, the hills of Pennsylvania and eastern parts of the Appalachian hills, how they are really on a computer model, actually plotting and planning the development of this this zombie virus. They're literally calling it the zombie virus because that's what it does. Turns human beings into zombies with their flesh starting to fall off before they die. This is a stunning story. Absolutely huge story.
Yeah, has she gotten any flack from the powers that be for the exposures that she's bringing to the table here in that regard?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But she's impeccable. Her research is impeccable. Her credentials are impeccable. By golly, when she talks about her book again, it's on Amazon. You can actually get it. It's The Mark of the Beast in Plain Sight. It goes back into, again, Lieberman, Senator Joseph Lieberman, and his Senate Bill 666. It seems like a bad B movie that you read in Hollywood. But this is factual. It's actually happening.
When did that bill come out? I mean, was this in sequence? Did that come after Senate Bill 665? what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, they just talk about symbology.
Oh, yeah. It's all about, again, getting the sequencing set for this complete and total takeover and death of millions in America and billions of people worldwide.
Can you encapsulate what Senate Bill 666 entails?
I need to have my computer working with that. I have an encapsulation of it. I don't remember offhand. It has to do with basically setting up the infrastructures of the Centers for Disease Control, primarily, and the House Health and Human Services, FDA, and all of this. I mean, it's all working together to basically, again, create the perfect storm. It's the way I read it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pull something up here in that regard. It reminds me of 9/11. And I still question why they haven't outlawed box cutters.
Yeah.
Well, they have a SB666 Advisory Committee.
There you go. Check it out.
Wells Fargo and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
Disneyland again. Nightclub Security Consultants. Mervyn's. This is a department store. SEIU, Security Officers United. Staples Center. Target. Marriott International. These are some of the heads or directors of security or loss prevention from these companies. What does that have to do with this bill? They're going to commercialize it somehow, I suppose, huh?
Oh, well, there always has to be. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not telling me what I want to see about the bill itself. Actually, this comes under CA.gov, what I'm reading.
Yep.
Well, I know you've been doing some research in that regard along the lines of what Dr. Jordan has brought forth. And I did listen to a couple of, well, I think it was a repeat of her interview last week. But you have this rabies, and they're going to be trying to promote now a rabies vaccination, which is, what is that going to be, another live virus deal, or?
Yeah, there's, again, what you have to realize is the chimera with structure. The chimera is just a word that means it's a lab created like a Frankenstein virus, where they're taking the gene structures and splice them together. There's now the rabies virus that has been chimera blended and meshed with the human H3N2 influenza virus, which means in a nutshell, you don't have to be bitten by a rabid animal and saliva entering the bloodstream. It's now transferable by, you know, the air. Human-to-human contact, and it's a more. She's shown the documentation to me that this specific strain of rabies that's from a specific bat population. It's proven 98% lethal. Now to have it be meshed together with not only the H3N2 influenza gene, which means it can go human to human rapidly, but also to have components of the African green monkey virus, the HIV, also as the carrier. That links it back to our boys at DynCorp and the boys at Fort Detrick. Which holds the patents for all aspects of this African green monkey virus. You see how it just, you know, there is no reason under God's earth for them to create such a thing unless there's a planned genocide. Now, one of the things that's always bothered me about these doomsday type of biological weapons, Don, is, you know, there's so much deniability, plausible deniability going on. They're always able to say, look, you know, nature caused this. It's an act of God. We didn't do it. You know, maybe it's Comet Elenin that's made these things change. But whatever's happening, it's just nature. It's a natural scourge. It's not us. But lo and behold, they have their protective bunkers. They have their respiration systems, you know, and their protective bunkers. They're a society that will withstand and repopulate the earth in their agenda. That is the plan.
Am I missing something here, or is this not RICO-based premeditated murder?
Absolutely, it's what it is. You know, Don, it's sitting here with this doomsday device in their arsenal. And I think this is really why they're able to get away with the scandals they've gotten away with in the financial sector. I mean, look at this, the Inside Job documentary. I just was reviewed that again over the weekend. I watched it earlier, but then I reviewed and followed the names. Again, the International Banking Cartel, the boys at Goldman Sachs. It's the same group of people, probably cousins of our good friend Lenny, okay, if the truth be known. You did some research on that as well. But, hey, it's that group of inside Kabbalists. Now, why aren't they under arrest? Why aren't they taken into custody and prosecuted for these crimes? I think it's probably because they've got the world Interpol. You know, they have these doomsday virus weapons saying it's blackmail. You let us do what we want, or you know, we'll have the Samson complex on you. We'll push the walls of the temple down and everybody will be destroyed. If I think that's exactly what's going on here. I don't think I can possibly reason as to why these people aren't behind bars and locked away on some desert island, or better yet, let's put them in a spaceship and send them up into like a Superman movie. Put them into some kind of suspended animation up in the galaxy somewhere, because they sure don't belong on this planet Earth.
Yeah, all the connections keep coming to, of course, the banks. You mentioned the banks and the pharmaceutical companies, and people are unaware that many pharmaceutical companies own banks. This has been going on for well over 100 years. All over the world, these pharmaceutical companies own banks. And, you know, people are blaming the problems of the Federal Reserve or the country on the Federal Reserve. I'm not saying that they're not part of it, but the Federal Reserve is not a major player in this. There's another agency behind the scenes that's controlling what's going on in the world. And they use these their intelligence apparatus to wreak havoc in these countries when they don't comply. And they pull these false flag events, nuclear events of every sort, suitcase nukes. You know, where did all the alleged suitcase nukes from the former Soviet Union end up? You remember they had these reports, there's 250 of them, there's 200, 210. Who's holding those? And why is it that these are being used to blackmail companies? Why suddenly is the nuclear power industry falling apart? Suddenly, all over the place, all over the planet. Why suddenly are these facilities being targeted? It's blackmail is what's going on. It's all blackmail.
It is.
There's no doubt about it. Just you know, what happened in Japan was blackmail. And when we get into the discussions about the banks, you can't disconnect the oil companies. Let's not forget them either. And they're because the brokerage firms, you know, it used to be brokerage firms were just brokerage firms and banks were banks. Now they're both. So they can manipulate the monies they hold. I was talking to somebody today that suffered some storm damage from one of the tornadoes, you know, and they were anticipating a check from the insurance company. And the insurance company told them that the check has to be written out in their name in the bank, in the bank's name, too. And the bank's holding the check. And meanwhile, the person, even though the insurance company's paid the money, the bank's holding on, collecting interest. And the house isn't getting fixed. This is the kind of corruption that's going on. And you know, there's no reason for this person to make this story up.
Right.
It's obvious. And who's the bank? Bank of America. The most criminal bank outside of Goldman Sachs and Citibank and a host of other banks that we can name. You know, they're all in it together. And it's these same bloodlines that we're talking about. Where, you know, where do these beings think that they can just enslave the whole planet, that they have the right to enslave the planet? Or that they hold the cards as to whether someone lives or dies. Godless individuals. Go ahead.
You're right. And I'm just looking at this list of Khazarian. Again, we can't really call them Hebrew or Judah, tribe of Judah, because that's not true. But you're talking worldwide, this cabal of literal billionaires. I mean, you know, my heavens. It's just amazing how much wealth and power they control. Again, to get their, you know, they're in a brotherhood, no doubt about it, and they believe that they are the elite ruling class because of their bloodline and their, you know, they're so much smarter, I guess, is what they think than the average goy. You know, there's a great encapsulation of who these people are, and it's well written two paragraphs. The medieval kingdom of Khazarina, Khazaria, 652 A.D. to 1016 A.D. And this is a great history encapsulation. If I could read it, it'd be great.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
For listeners. It says, quote, over 1,000 years ago, the far east of Europe. Now, look at the Baltic states. This is the eastern half of Europe, the bordering of, you know, going into Turkey, then going south to the Middle East. The far east of Europe was ruled by Asiatic Mongolian kings. You know, these kings traced from Genghis Khan and that whole Hun, you know, Hungaria region, okay, the Huns, mm-hmm. who presided over numerous tribes. There's like two dozen independent, warlike. I mean, these tribes were practicing child sacrifice, ritual murder since Babylon days, okay? Their so-called Turkic Khazars was the governing tribe by this time in 652 AD. In need of a unifying cultural force and foundation due to the baseness of the race, the leaders of these tribes examined Christianity, Mohammedism, and Judaism. Judaism was chosen, and rabbis were well paid and imported to educate and establish the religious protocols among the people. This is again in the 7th century, specifically.
Wasn't that the King Bulan who had to make the choice?
Yeah, he made the choice, but then it became basically law. They had to adopt these protocols.
Yeah, he made the choice between Christianity and Islam.
Yeah, and he too chose Judaism. So yeah. after their conversion, the Khazar race then adopted the Hebrew alphabet, adopted it into their Yiddish language. Yiddish is not Hebrew; it's a mishmash. It's an amalgamation.
It's got a lot of German in it too.
Yeah. They took Old Testament names like Solomon and David and yada yada. They built synagogues, were circumcised, trained rabbis themselves. This is talking about, ladies and gentlemen, this is 400 years of time frame. Keep in mind that's more than the time in America has been a nation. Okay, this is how this has grown. Okay. They, again, took Old Testament names, built synagogues, were circumcised, trained rabbis, studied the Torah and the Talmud, observed Hanukkah, Pesach, and the Sabbath. The Yiddish language is the language of these Mongol-Jews today written in the Hebrew alphabet. During this same time period, the Edomite Jews that had survived the Roman destruction of Jerusalem. The Edomites are the ones that came out of Babylon, okay? The Babylonians. that is surrounded Roman destruction to Jerusalem in 70 AD, had dispersed throughout Asia and Central Europe. They were busily gathering up all of the texts, all of the scrolls, all the what's called the Paleo-Hebrew Old Testament writings, and destroying them, burning them. These are the scribes. These are the people from the halls of Babylon, the Babylonian so-called captivity, Don. They weren't really captive. They became the Babylonian, worshiping the god of Ashtoreth, the goddess Ashtoreth, and Marduk. These are the people that were basically in control of Jerusalem, the Edomites at the time of Jesus of Nazareth. Okay. So this is a very important thing to understand here. They had helped Jerome translate his Latin Vulgate in order to overthrow the hated Septuagint. Septuagint.
Yeah.
Now they rewrote their own version of the Old Testament, which is called the Masoretic Text, and promoted it as the original scripture. However, the Greek Septuagint, which was the scriptures used by Jesus, exposed their twisting of the scriptures, and the rabbis resorted to calling the Septuagint a corrupt version of the original Hebrew. Then you add into the Roman Church, again, which is, again, the Edomite lineage out of King Herod and his daughter Bernice. That became the Roman Church and the same bloodlines of Romania. The Roman Church made Greek copies of the scriptures illegal, and St. Jerome's Vulgate became the canonized Catholic Bible. And this subsequently was used as the basis of the English Bible was under King James during the Reformation. So the Septuagint is currently being reexamined, and more accurate translation of the Old Testament is becoming available now on the internet. Now that is an encapsulation of this whole mess right there. The Septuagint, Don, this is why these Khazars want to control and sanction the internet now. Mm-hmm. Man, it's a way of understanding, you know, and our Christian friends out there are the Bible Belt, so called, in America. They just keep hammering the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. It's only this. The Bible is the last icon of understanding and truth. No. It's not heresy at all just to understand that the Vulgate is the product of these scribes and the Pharisaical burden. You got to go to the Septuagint.
Now, you referenced 652 to 1016. That falls 34 years short of the establishment of the Teutonic Order in the year 1050, which I maintain is probably the foundation of the political structure of the city of Chicago, believe it or not. and that's the Golub crime family, which
there you
was
go.
Established in New York and Chicago. And it ties into all this real estate money laundering and bank fraud and certainly the fraud going on in the stock markets. That's just another aspect, another branch or tentacle of the octopus, if you want to call it that. Go ahead.
So, you know, Pastor Eli James, he's been we've been emailing a lot back and forth. He's been watching with raised eyebrows this attack by Horowitz and Kane. Now, not only against me, but Ken Adachi. You'll trace this back to the same source. There's no doubt about it. You know, when you start spouting off of the things that we're exposing, you know, you're just putting a big target on your face. And it's not a matter of just destroying your, you know, you physically, Don. They could easily bring an assassin to come in and and punch you out, but they've got to destroy your livelihood. They do. You got to destroy your reputation. Got to destroy your good name. You see, it's the defamation of character by the people that call themselves the Anti-Defamation League. Now that everything is reversed, it's not. It's the Defamation League, not the Anti-Defamation League. These guys are amazing. And here's what Gordon Duff and the Veterans Today group. Here's exactly what they sent to me. As I wanted them to trace and tell me what they could about this group, the Hister, this guy claiming to be this, you know, this neo-Nazi skinhead type of subversive group, the Hister, with all these, you know, these agents, 144,000 strong, yada yada yada. So I just basically sent them the emails that were sent. The, you know, you go in and track the IP without this type of software, it just shows up nothing. It's just void. But yet it has to originate from someplace, you know. So there's a special software developed by the FBI. They allowed the veterans group. These are war veterans. Some of them in military intelligence, basically, to take these IP addresses of these so-called hate groups and track them, where they originate, where they truly originate. And lo and behold, traced all to the computer of the head of the Anti-Defamation League. Now, this is a huge story to me. It just really does. Here's what Veterans Today posted. He says, for decades, they write, no one has met a real person behind any of the supposed skinhead or neo-Nazi websites. The last Nazi parade had 8 participants. Yeah, I watched that on YouTube, you know. Had 8 participants, yet hundreds of anonymous screen names continually post bizarre and dated racist rhetoric using language learned from popular TV dramas. Didn't take us long to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
Back during the 1980s, organizations like today's Stormfront.org were used by the FBI to track what they believed to be domestic terror threats. As the 90s came to a close, the militias disbanded. The most notorious of all, the Michigan militia, claimed they were no longer needed since their chosen candidate, George W. Bush, had assumed the presidency. The chosen candidate of the white supremacists and anti-Semites had, according to many militia leaders, now assumed power and Americans were safe from government intrusion, wiretapping, illegal searches, and new federal agencies imposing more restrictions. Never has a group been so wrong, as we all know only too well now. But what they're saying is all of these, every single blessed one of them goes back to the Anti-Defamation League and the Mossad and that whole group of Rothschild cartel. I mean, that's who they are. They have to come in and just be the agent provocateurs that just spark controversy, don't they?
Yeah, because there are no agent provocateurs. I don't mean it that way. What I'm saying is the claim that there are these hate groups out there is false. They're creating them. It's problem, reaction, solution. You see, they are the problem. They create the reaction, and then they seek the solution through the network that they've established and the control that they exercise over the Justice Department and certain black ops branches of the military. And this is international in nature. It's not just here in this country. It's everywhere. You know, when you look back, when you think back, recall, was it last year, this attack in Mumbai in a hotel that was tied to the Mossad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. This is what he says. Yeah.
That's just one example. And 9/11, the work of Dr. Qasem Khalil. And, you know, the media wasn't reporting all the bombs they were finding in tunnels and on bridges and that too, you know, on that day. And then the urban movers, the group of Israelis, the dancing Israelis on top of a truck filming and celebrating the collapse of those towers. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. And the average person can't comprehend, you know, one event, let alone tie it to all the other ones. But there's the signature is the same. Absolutely the same. You know, there have been several people warning about Texas City, Texas. And then, you know, there have been at least two major refinery fires there. And there was a CIA agent, actually a white hat CIA agent, who was murdered because he had discovered that MI6 and Israeli Mossad agents were coming ashore on boats. And he had reported that, and he was murdered.
Yep.
Right there in Houston. So, you know, it's so obvious what's going on. And they're going to try to silence us.
Yeah, and I like what this veteran affairs group now is doing. They're exposing it very well. They're calling it their Jewish slave masters and how they manipulate the Hegelian dialectic. And he gives examples not only of the false flags that you've said, but good golly, you talk about. Following the groups and the individuals involved. During the Clinton administration, these skinhead type of Nazis were threatening to blow up the buildings, you know, threatening to take on Janet Reno and the whole group. After George W. takes office, now they become government snitches. Think about it. That's exactly right. During the Clinton administration, the FBI had planned to infiltrate and prosecute these groups, but under George W. Bush, they were suddenly above the law, and the FBI was called off on them. Now, as they're explaining in this post, thus with violent extremists moving into mainstream politics, they're now repackaged as dominionists, neocons, Christian Zionists. You know, these skinhead organizations would have faded away except for the fact that they had now once again become useful with all members now internet only. Again, keep in mind, this is what the history is. These internet only groups that are recruited, anyone can claim to be anything with impunity. Without these skinhead type of Nazi extremists, there's no need for funding of the Anti-Defamation League or the JDL. Think about it. I mean, this is exactly why they're doing it and why it's like putting out seed money. Again, problem, reaction, solution, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, man. It is what it is. And it's time people start waking up. I've said that for a long time. You know, you don't meet people that belong to these groups as a matter of course in your daily life. You know, these organizations are set up by name, and they use the media to create scenarios just like they do movie scripts. It's the same thing. They know what end they want to achieve, and they just write the script, and they take pictures, and they tell a story, and everybody says, "Oh yeah, this is a bad person here," and they'll even murder someone to justify it. They'll put it on film. What is it? It's nothing more than another smut film, which is also a way they make a lot of money.
Yep.
So,
well, that's the latest, and so we'll just have to now go about exposing this in posts and writing it as we can, and just see how fast these guys scurry. Oh my heavens! You know, it's scary because Don, these psychos in the next phase, they come out and start shooting. I mean, we're talking about organized mafioso here too.
Well, it's all tied in. I mean, hasn't the mafia, basically the international mafia, become the stand-in for government? You know, at one time they were just sort of competitors. You know, the governments officially took over the drug money and used them as agents and enforcers.
Yes.
When the government found out how much money was to be made, they had to get in on it. And they used this to finance everything that's going on. They're financing NASA with it, the building of underground bases, their presence on the internet. Who pays for all these agents to be out there setting up these websites? Who pays to take an alleged journalist, and overnight this person is a star because he or she, actually it's a group of people behind this. It's not, they give them a name to give, you know, to create the illusion that it's a person. But I can tell you, as soon as you start doing a little bit of research on the name of the alleged journalist, you find that every reference to where this person has been or has lived is where there's a naval base or where there's an army base or where there's an Air Force base.
Right.
That's not an accident. I keep asking the rhetorical question, whatever happened to the guy that delivers the sausage? You know, he drives the truck and pulls up to the back of the grocery store. Why are there not ordinary people out there that have a presence on the internet?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just this network. It's this pervasive network of agents, and it goes across international boundaries as well. You know, because you follow a particular path, whether it's Hawaii or Seattle, Washington, or Southern California, or Arkansas, and you see a Russian domination. You see a lot of agents are Russians who have infiltrated this country. Or people using Italian names. And they're no more Italian than you are African. And they establish these names, and they create these phony backgrounds. They create phony internet records even as to how long this person's been a journalist. Nobody's ever seen a lick of one word that this person has ever published as a journalist. And suddenly he comes or she comes out with a story, and the whole world is jumping all over this story. Like, this is the truth now. We found the truth. And what it is, it's a revision, edited, and a deflection away from the truth that some of us have brought out. You see? Now, am I jealous about that? No, but the average individual's out there soaking this stuff up like it's finally somebody's putting out the truth. No, they're not mentioning spaceships. They're not mentioning reptilians. They're not mentioning grays and other species that are here on this planet. It all connects to that, you see? That's who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. You know, because these are also soulless beings, heartless beings. And they're in league with them. That's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure on some level you can agree with me. You don't have to see one to know that. You know, you've interviewed Peter Moon. You see how his work parallels the work I've been doing, the work you've been doing, and some others.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And before I read Transylvanian Sunrise, I had already figured a lot of this stuff out.
Yeah, right on.
You know, you don't become the leader of a country the way they teach you this in school. Not anyone can become president of the United States. And you don't even have to be American, you see? We got that situation right now. That's racketeering right there. That's all racketeering. And these people are just giving each other money. That's major, major money laundering going on. No, nobody looks at it like it's a crime. Oh, well, we have to pay for this. We're going to have to pay because they have to save the banks. They're not saving the banks. They're just stealing more money. That's all they're doing. How many trillions do you have before you're in the black? You know, how many trillions does it take?
All right.
So, anything you want to say in closing, Drew? We're at that point of the hour.
Well, no, I just again, I'm just swamped with emails to get through, and when you take 4 or 5 days off and you get 400 to 500 per day, I've got to sort through it. But this Pastor Eli James and this Veterans Today group, I mean, they're onto something with this, no doubt about it. And we're just going to have to continue to expose it. I mean, they, you know, I hate to say this, but again, if you're over the target and receiving flak, it's possible that the flak can hit a bomb bay and blow the plane up. So you got to be a little careful here too. And boy, I'm just ready to be beamed up. I don't know about you, but I just want to leave this mess because it's just, you know, the people that are awake are feeling more and more powerless because of, you know, the wealth, the billions, the trillions of dollars controlling this, the development of these weapons, these biological weapons. You know, there's got to be some divine intervention coming along the path or just, this world's in trouble, Don.
Well, they've got to awaken to the fact that this is all an illusion, too, at the same time. I mean, that's difficult for people to grasp, but the money is made out of thin air. So the power that's given to them comes out of thin air. All people have to do is wake up to that fact. By the way, just to add to the story here, you know, I've talked about the United Galactic Federation many, many times, and there are some that don't want me to talk, many more that don't want me to talk about that in government than do, but there are some in government that appreciate the fact that I'm talking about that because they know I'm telling the truth. And there are some recent videos that came out. Just Google UFOs over BBC building or UFOs over London Bridge, and you'll come across some interesting videos. These are daytime videos of United Galactic Federation craft intentionally revealing themselves to the public. Pretty compelling. You see a large number of craft. One particular individual is flying his craft, sort of showing off his stuff, showing you this is not an illusion. He tilts the craft up sort of on its edge, and he does it a couple of times. He goes behind the clouds, comes back. It's not fake. It's real. It's as real as the Dome of the Rock video and many others that we've all seen.
Where is this at now?
Online, you can just Google UFOs over BBC building.
Oh, yeah, right. I've seen that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually a better one that shows more detail. And you can see craft flying over the city of London. It's amazing with the London Tower Bridge in the foreground. So just thought I'd put that word out there. People can check on that. I didn't take the video, but I know who the craft belonged to. And in one case, I even know the name of one of the pilots. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
There we are. So I thank you for being on Evident Footprints, and want to tell people if they would like to read further on this zombie virus and this rabies issue that has come up recently, thanks to the work of Dr. Patricia Jordan. They can go to your website, atrueot.com. And your show, The Story Behind the Story, is heard Monday through Friday on the Micro Effect Network. That's the microeffect.com. And I thank you, and I wish you a good holiday, what little is left of it there.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure, Don, and keep up the good research, and we'll have to chat with Ken Adachi and see how he's holding up as well. But it's all good. Take care and good night. Thanks again.
All right. Same to you. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's special guest, Dr. A. True Ott. I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at BBS Radio, we had Don Newsom on the sound tonight. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night for another episode of Evident Footprints. And I may have a surprise guest or two. In the meantime, I wish everyone a great Independence Day and a night filled with peace, love, and light. And have a good night.